Now, as far as money is concerned, how good are you? How good are you with your money? Apparently, there's a new financial report that's been revealed saying people here are worrying about a lack of money management skills, and some of them are financially illiterate. We are the most financially unaware people in the UK when it comes to managing disposable income each month. Seriously, let me speak to an expert in the field, James Jones. James, good morning.
Hello there.
How bad are we at managing our money, and are we financially illiterate, some of us?
Well, this new research by Experian shows that 56% of people in Northern Ireland did not know how much disposable income they had left at the end of the month. And I think that has to be a concern, because without that knowledge, you know, how do you know how much you have left to treat yourself, for example, by going to the cinema, going out for a meal, buying a new pair of shoes, and importantly, how much do you know you have spare to put towards a holiday, or if you're an aspiring homeowner, to squirrel away towards that all-important deposit? So it's an important factor.
So a lot of us who are lucky enough to be earning a few quid, it's, you know, if you, let's say you're earning £100 a week. Some people are getting by on £90 a week, and they're not sure that they've got a tenner to do something else with. But most people, the reality is, are spending more than they're earning, so they don't really have anything to put away.
If you are spending more than you're earning, then it's actually quite important to find out, and that's why we're encouraging everyone today to put 15 minutes aside to do a quick financial health check, to look at exactly that. How much money have you got coming in each month? How much do you have to spend on essentials like rent or mortgage, sort of household bills? And then how much do you have left for other things? Now, if you're actually spending more than you're earning, you're essentially hemorrhaging money, and that's something you need to tackle sooner rather than later. And of course, anyone who's maybe kind of hammered the bank account, the credit cards over Christmas, and is now in a bit of a financial crisis should be aware that there's free help out there from debt advice charities like Citizens Advice, Step Change, National Debt Line. Of course, most people won't be in that sort of crisis. So we're, you know, encouraging people to take the opportunity to just look at your finances, see if there's an opportunity to save money, for example, by shopping around, switching gas and electricity. We hear, you know, people can save typically hundreds of pounds. And also, if you did put money on credit cards over Christmas, make sure you know how much that's costing you, and look for opportunities to cut that cost down. You can now get your credit score, your Experian credit score, free forever from the Experian website. And what we'll do if you are in the market for a cheaper credit card or a cheaper loan is we'll show you deals that you're likely to be accepted based on your actual score. So taking some of that guesswork out of the process of applying for credit. So, you know, we're certainly here to help.
Yeah, but just on that, because I've often seen that advertised, and I'm sure there are other service providers as well in this field. You can get it for free, but once you sign up to this, there's a quarterly charge or a monthly charge for other services that you buy into, isn't there?
We have something called Credit Matcher, which is a completely free service, so there are no costs there at all. Once you sign up, then we'll show you your Experian credit score, and then we'll help you use it. And it's a completely free service. So we'll show you credit cards and loans, and also help you find mortgages that you're likely to be accepted for based on your score. And I mean, if you look at the average amount of credit card debt UK households have, it's, I think, around £2,500. The average interest rate is probably around 18% or 19%. So if people switch that, for example, to a 0% balance transfer offer, they could save upwards of £400 a year. And that's very significant money.
Okay, so people may or may not want to go along that line. James, the other issue here, and you touched on it there, about sitting down, being patient, and looking at your income versus your outgoings. It seems like a sensible thing to do. Half of us, half of us, more than 56% of us, so it's more than half of us, aren't actually doing that. In fairness, over 40% of people are very well organised. The rest of us aren't. I'm going to give you a simple example. I thought to myself one day, I've got to cut back a bit. And I contacted Sky TV and I told them, you know, I've got a package here and I don't need half of this stuff. I'm going to come away from Sky. I'm going to just go Freeview for a year. And the guy immediately said to me, "Oh, sir, don't don't do that. I will give you the special offer, the one-off offer. It's available today, and I'm going to cut your spending by, I think it was 60%. He cut it by with one phone call. One phone call, he says, for the next 6 months, it'll be down by 60%. Now, I've noticed this month it's back up because, yes, he said for 6 months. What do I do now?
I get straight back phoned to them. I mean, they're, you know, it costs quite a lot of money for organisations to find new customers. So once they've got you, they'll normally quite hard to keep you. So if you get on the phone and they, you know, this is too much for me, what else can you do for me? You know, the chances are they will offer you another discount perhaps for another 6 months. So it's certainly worth a go. And in fact, it's something I did just 2 days ago with my provider.
Yeah, I think we do have to be proactive. And on a day that's described as a blue Monday, let's put a tick against proactivity when it comes to the financial world. James, you've inspired me. Thank you.